God is in critical condition today after shooting himself in the leg while cleaning his own gun. Hear what his doctors have to say about his chances of recovery and just how surprised they were to learn that God has legs. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. It's honestly a little off-putting how much you need the news, but we've got it here for you anyway. Stay with us. Millions expressed concern today as the Lord God maker of heaven and earth was rushed to the hospital after accidentally shooting himself while cleaning his gun. OPR's afterlife correspondent Thaddeus Lawson joins us now. Thaddeus, let's get to it. Is God going to survive this accident?
Leslie, I'm standing outside the Mayo Clinic where just moments ago doctors have assured us that following surgery, God's condition is stabilizing. He's currently under observation, but doctors say as of now, the wounds do not appear to be life-threatening.
Well, that's a relief. Do we know what happened?
Authorities believe that God shot himself in the thigh while cleaning his Beretta 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Witnesses reported hearing a loud gunshot at approximately 7:45 a.m. Heaven Standard Time, followed by the King of Kings stumbling into view, clutching his leg, and shouting, "Oh fuck, oh shit, it hurts so bad."
Well, that's certainly concerning, but it sounds like it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely. As you know, God is a major gun collector, and if he had been cleaning his AK or his Mossberg 500, the Almighty's injuries could have been far more serious.
Yeah.
Dr. Heidi Snow was present for the surgery. Here's what she had to say.
Fortunately, God missed any major arteries, and we were able to extract the bullet fairly routinely. There may be some permanent scarring on the leg, but honestly, it's a little hard to tell because he's just so bright.
Now, Thaddeus, God is obviously a very high-profile patient, and the fact that he was hospitalized for a self-inflicted gunshot wound has sparked a national conversation about firearm safety. There are hundreds of fatalities from accidental gun deaths each year, not even counting the celestial realm. Do you have any advice for our listeners on how to avoid an accident like this?
Yes. Responsible gun owners are reminded to always double-check to make sure their firearm isn't loaded before cleaning it. In addition, experts advise that you should never ever point the muzzle of a gun towards you, whether you're the divine creator or not.
So when do we expect God will be released?
Well, as you know, God's a real fighter, and we expect that there will be a relatively short recuperation time. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him back out on heaven's shooting range in the next day or two.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you, Thaddeus.
Amen.
Listeners may remember this next story from 2005 when an OPR investigative report revealed that New Mexico teacher Ms. Lisa Calloway was dating her student, freshman Dennis Wilkes. Calloway lost her teaching license and spent 18 months in prison, but the story doesn't end there. 15 years after the initial bombshell, we have an update from our statutory law correspondent, Marcy Hammond. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, Leslie. When rumors first surfaced in 2004 that ninth grader Dennis Wilkes had made out with Ms. Calloway, Americans were shocked. Ms. Calloway and Dennis issued separate statements calling the story a gross exaggeration, but the gossip continued to swirl until 2008 when Dennis graduated and the couple publicly confirmed their relationship. Now, over a decade later, it appears that the two ended up getting married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, at the time it was like, yikes.
But now I guess congratulations are in order?
Yeah, they must be really happy.
Oh, well, that's great. Now, Marcy, if I'm doing the math correctly here, at this point, Dennis is 29 and Ms. Calloway has got to be pushing 50?
That's correct. Calloway was 35 and Dennis was 14 when their relationship started.
And we all thought it was pretty weird at the time.
True, but it's all water under the bridge now that they're hitched. According to a rant on Ms. Calloway's Facebook account where she defended their romance, the couple even waited to have sex until Dennis turned 18 to keep everything legal.
Oh, that's great to hear that they were so responsible.
Yes. Unfortunately for Calloway, though, it didn't hold water with the jury. As you mentioned, she spent a year and a half in jail for sex with a minor and was forced to register as a sex offender.
Right, but, you know, it sounds like Dennis stayed by her side the entire time, which is very romantic.
Sure, one could argue that.
And maybe this really was a case of true love trapped by the constraints of modern society?
God, I hope so.
What's been the response of those close to the happy couple?
Well, I reached out to several of Dennis's classmates and Ms. Calloway's former students and even Dennis's parents, and it's all been pretty positive.
Oh, so the parents are fine with it? There you go, all good.
Yeah, I spoke with Linda Wilkes, Dennis's mother, and here's what she had to say.
We support this, and we're very happy for our son and our new daughter-in-law, who we actually have quite a bit in common with, and we wish them and their daughter all the best.
Hold on, I'm going to stop this right here. They have a child?
Yeah, they have a daughter in second grade.
All right, I'm sorry, but this is so fucked. I can't pretend this is okay anymore. She's a pedophile, and she married her victim.
Okay, thank you. I didn't want to say it, but the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
All right, well, that was awful. Thank you, Marcy.
Yeah, thank you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Ah, jeez. Okay, here's some more news to cleanse your palate after that absolutely disgusting segment. The FDA is making a move to ban all flavored Jolly Ranchers. Those in favor of the new restrictions argue that the watermelon, grape, and blue raspberry flavors make the fruity hard candy dangerously marketable to children. The candy company is reportedly planning to pivot its business model to a plain-flavored candy marketed directly to adults, but many argue that's simply not enough, considering the candy still sometimes explodes. Marine biologists have found yet another beached whale off the coast of Florida the 8th this week, all with stomachs full of plastic, leading researchers to conclude that these whales must really like eating plastic. And Ancestry.com is offering a new genealogy test. For $149, it'll let users know whether or not they are Anne Frank. I'm excited to try that one out and learn a little more about myself and my family. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. We know the news can be a little overwhelming, and sometimes it's easy to get stressed out by politics. But tomorrow, we're going to be sharing a few helpful tips on how to take out all that frustration on your kids. You won't want to miss it. See you tomorrow.